Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and welcome to this week's edition of the show where we play some new additions to my archive. Well, first up is a track from a brand new CD which has been released by young organist Nathan Avakian. His unique combination of pipe organ and digital samples boasts for a really exciting and modern approach to the theatre organ, which I hope will encourage lots of new young people to show an interest. The CD is an eclectic mix of music featuring modern tracks from films such as Slumdog Millionaire, but we also turn to some of the older, more traditional stuff, such as a selection of tunes made famous by the Jersey Boys, Rondo in G, and John Lennon's Imagine, as well as a fantastic tribute to Queen. However, I've decided to pick a track which shows off Nathan and his very talented sister Claire, who does a wonderful job of bringing vocals to this wonderful jazz standard, An Orange Coloured Sky.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange coloured sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. Sunshine went out of an orange colored view. Flash, bam, alakazam, I gotta look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange-colored sky.
Nathan Avakian there at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer with his digital samples and his sister Claire with An Orange Coloured Sky. And I really enjoy that track. Every time I listen to it, there's just a smile on my face. Well, the album is available from Nathan as a CD, or if you happen to be modern, you can get it on iTunes and Amazon for a very reasonable price indeed. I will put a link down in the description. Well, next up we turn our heads back to Blighty, into the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with its famous free manual 14 rank Wurlitzer. Nigel Ogden is at the console with a CD filled with the Bacharach and David songbook. I've chosen to play this lovely ballad, which was written in 1966 for a film with the same name. It was made famous by Cilla Black, and what else could it be apart from Elfie?
Thank you.
The lush sounds there of Nigel Ogden at the Tower Ballroom Whirl Itzer with that 1966 number, Alfie. Now, talking of Nigel Ogden and the Tower Ballroom has reminded me to tell you that The Organist Entertains has recently done two shows celebrating Phil Kelsall's 40th anniversary at the Tower. They're available on BBC iPlayer, and again, I'll put a link down in the description, and they're well worth a listen if you weren't there at the concert. I was there, it was one of the most enjoyable evenings of my lifetime, and it certainly saw Phil in top form. Anyway, back to the music and back across to the States now for this next track. I was recently sent this CD of Charlie Balog playing the Organ Stop Pizza Wurlitzer in Mesa, Arizona, with its four manuals and 78 ranks of Wurlitzer pipework. I was really impressed by the effects that Charlie got from the organ using its rhythm unit and all of the percussions and effects. So here is that delightful Antonio Carlos Jobim bossa nova, The Girl from Ipanema. Thank you. Charlie Baylog there with the girl from Ipanema, sounded like he's having a fun time at the Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. Well, let's turn the world upside down for a bit now and we head down under to Australia. Scott Harrison was the first of two Australian artists that I heard this year in the UK for the first time. I went and saw him down at the East Sussex National in Uckfield. He played a superb concert and I really enjoyed myself, and I invited Scott to go out the following week to have a talk about the theatre organ scene down under, as it was a bit of a blind spot in my knowledge. He's principal organist at the Kingston City Hall, or better known as the Town Hall in Moorabbin, which boasts its form annual 21 rank Wurlitzer, which was identical to the instrument that was in the Trocadero Elephant and Castle, now in the Troxy. And Scott was lucky enough to have a little go on the Troxy Wurlitzer whilst he was over to compare the two. Scott very kindly sent me a couple of his CDs, and I've chosen a track of him and pianist Mark Page with a delightful ballad from the musical Phantom of the Opera, Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again. The lovely sounds there of Scott Harrison on Wurlitzer and Mark Page at the piano with that delightful Andrew Lloyd Webber number. Now this year also saw the release of John Mann's latest CD at Paul Kerner's Music Palace, Ushershire, Wales. Now I realise I've already played a track from this, but I thought it was about time we heard another one. It's the lively Marsh Lorraine. And for all ye organ nuts out there, you can hear John swapping between the Christie's English horn and French trumpet to give that wonderful calling bugle effect. Listen to the track, you'll hear it. March Lorraine. Thank you. John Mann there demonstrating those fiery Christie reeds there at Paul Kerner's Music Palace on the Christie. And if you want to go and hear the Christie for yourself, you can pop down there this weekend because it's the only chance you'll get to hear it in concert. And that's featuring Paul Kerner. Now time for Australian Organist number 2. John Atwell came and gave a wonderfully emotive and sentimental concert at the Woking Leisure Centre this year, and I was delighted to be in the audience with my other half. He and I both enjoyed the concert very much, and afterwards, like you do, me and John got talking, and he said he'd send me a couple of his CDs. John has a really nice playing style, which I enjoy listening to, so I've decided to pick two tracks from two completely different organs. The first one sees John at the Town Hall Marrickville in Sydney on the 2-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer, and when you hear the track you won't believe that it's just 10 ranks of Wurlitzer. It's quite a sound. He's playing Cole Porter's lovely ballad So In Love. Following on from that we have another cracking organ. It's the Town Hall in Malvern, Victoria, with its 3-manual 17-rank Compton. And in this case, I mean things must happen differently down there, 17 ranks of Compton sounds just as good as 10 ranks of Wurlitzer. I don't know what's going on here, but I was always under the assumption that the other way round would have been more appropriate. Anyway, John seems to get on with the organ really well, as you will now hear with this lively number, It's a Good Day, which will be the last track of this week's show. with those two wonderful contrasts there from John Atwell playing the town halls in Malvern and Marricksville, we end this week's show. Next week, we head over to the Mechanical Museum in Cotton to its wonderful two-manual 11-rank Wurlitzer in the hands of its resident organist David Ivory for a selection of gypsy music. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.